Dead in Hip Hop, JJ Doom, what's that? Gennaro Jarrell and MF Doom, legendary MC, underground MC. Got a collaborative project together, Keys in the Cuff. Yeah, I thought this project was cool, man. It was good. It's always good to get some hear some MF Doom, you know, overshadow the producer a lot. But I also think that JJ did a good job in kind of capturing that MF Doom essence, like, because I know Governor, that second track had me wide open right there. I was like, okay, yes, I'm about to be in for something. And another standout track that I liked a lot was GMO. That was another joint I liked a lot. GMO, yeah, I love that joint, man. You know, like I said, it's like, you know, I expect for MF Doom to be, you know, good on this album. But to me, I do think he overshadowed the producer a lot on this project. You don't think so, Mike?
Not at all.
Really? So you thought the producer was good?
I don't think he overshadowed the producer even remotely. I think the best part about this album was the way the beats and MF Doom clashed. Like, right. But that's what I'm saying. That was the best part. It's like, once you get past the initial, like, whoa, that's weird the way he sounds over the beat, it just sounded perfect. Like, it was a perfect coupling. I don't think he overshadowed him at all.
Well, you know, I was talking to V about a little bit, because over time, like, initially when I played it, I was like, I don't know about this. And then, you know, over time, it started to sound a little bit better to me. But, you know, I'm a little bit with B, because the productions that Gennaro Jarrell gave him and the way MF Doom is rhyming over it just kind of almost seemed like it was rushed a little bit. It seemed like he was trying to catch up to the production a little bit, though.
No, that's the best part about Doom, is the fact that he can do that kind of shit. Doom is one of the only MCs that can still do that old kind of indie thing where they rhyme off beat, but they're on beat. Like, that was one of the things I first fell in love with when it came to, like, LP on Fantastic Damage, was that fact that he's off beat but on beat. You know, dudes like Masai Bey still do that, or dudes like Billy Wood still do that. MF Doom is one of the masters at that shit. Like, when you listen to him, you can't really find his pattern, because he's so offbeat, but at the same time he's on beat. I don't think he was rushing at all. That's just how
Governor was. Yeah, he was. That was the prime example how he was off beat, though. That's why he kept.
Perfect.
Yeah, so he kept that. That
MF like
Doom
just sounded better. Like, it was almost a more of a perfect fit to me on that one.
You think so?
Than some of the other
Come
tracks.
Come on, Governor.
No. What I'm saying, yeah, on Governor. But there was some other tracks. Like, there's some other, like, Winter Blues.
Winter Blues was
one of the dopest tracks to me.
What number was Banished? Was that like three?
Banished. Yep. Banished.
Okay. That's a prime example. Listen to that beat again. And then listen to how he's rhyming
fast.
He's just like, but he's
but
so offbeat, but it's off kilter, and it just sounded so good. Like, this is like a backpacker's fantasy right here. This is that shit where you're just like, you can't expect everybody to like it, but the motherfuckers that do like it are gonna love it.
I think MF Doom fans are like, I haven't seen any, like, MF Doom fans.
That's what I'm saying.
If you love MF Doom, it's unfair for people to compare this to Mad Bentley and, you know, all this. It's just let those
to
projects.
Danger Doom.
Yeah, Danger. Let those projects be.
Are you serious? You don't see why they're doing that?
I mean, of course we know why they're going to do that. But
I'm just saying,
but
comparing
it
as far as.
Because it's a collaborative album. Like, you have to look at these collaborative albums.
But like you say, it's on that level. It's great.
I think this album's amazing. But you just listen to it. Like, it just came out. You gotta give it time. In two months, you might go back and be like, damn.
Yeah, probably.
I mean, think about it. When I first heard Mad Villainy, not gonna lie.
I started thinking about, like, damn. It took me like 5 months to sink in Mad Villainy. Like, when I was like, this fucking album is fucking amazing. Like, you might be right.
This album, when I first listened to it, I was with you a little bit. I was like, man, I'm not really. Oh, I'm sorry, with you. Like, I'm not quite sure about
that
this.
Governor just.
But then Governor hit, and
yeah,
I was like, oh. And then Banish hit, and I was like, oh.
Yeah, I was like,
oh,
damn.
Shit, wait a minute. Like, dude is really doing some next level shit.
I like the Governor video. That shit is hot.
Yeah, that video is fucking dope as fuck, isn't
like,
it?
Shit.
But you might disagree with me on this one. Like, I didn't like that damn instrumental that JJ doing. I mean, at JJ, towards the last track, it was, what was it called? Banish?
Barbarian?
Yeah.
Oh, wait.
I didn't like that.
I don't remember that one.
Yeah, it was instrumental. Yeah, it was part two. Yeah, I wasn't feeling I mean, if you're gonna, if you,
it just stick in my head, so maybe I didn't like it.
If you're gonna be a producer and then, you know, with an MC and then have an instrumental, you gotta, that instrumental.
Oh, yeah. Gotta, yeah, I remember that.
That instrumental gotta kind of shine. That instrumental did not shine at all.
Yeah, that one track I
did. That was a negative.
Got Mob on it. Got the Mob on it.
Yeah,
I thought that was bad.
Yeah, I didn't like that one. Like the instrumental
still
joint.
Caps.
Yeah.
Still caps.
Yeah, yeah. Still caps and Van and the instrumental joint are the.
Yeah, I feel B on the instrumental because it just feel like it was just placed there. Like it was like empty. Like the instrumental didn't add to the album. It was just like, let me just throw that on there. The reasons why you guys like it is the reason why I don't like it. Like I don't like that offbeat rhyming. Like I couldn't get into this.
Like didn't say like it.
Huh?
Didn't say like
it. Well, I don't know. I don't know, but I'm just saying from what I heard. You about that. So, yeah, man, I couldn't fuck with it, man. Like the rhyme patterns, what he's trying to say, it just either went over. I just didn't like it.
Is it like too abstract for you?
Yeah, wait, yeah, it's too far left for me, man.
I can assume.
And I kept listening. I'm like, I can't get into it. Like some of the production on here, I did like. I did like the track. Dog friendly.
Oh God!
I don't.
Really? That was the one. I
don't know. I like the production switch toward the end of the beat.
When
I like that.
Gennaro was rhyming that track.
Yeah.
MF Doom wasn't rhyming on that.
Yeah, no, he wasn't rhyming. That was Gennaro. Yeah. And
that track's okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I think that's the reason why I like that track because it was more a little bit on beat. And then the track after, I think it was another interlude or something like that. I like how you said, you know, all of these artists are bought and paid for it. Let's go to the radio station, let's burn this shit down. Like, you know, I'm paraphrasing, not exact words, but you know, I'm with that shit. But for the most part, I could not get with this project at all.
I got you.
I couldn't.
You have to really enjoy a MC like MF Doom. Like your average casual fan is probably not gonna dig this that much. Cause MF Doom does shit again that I don't think most MCs could really get away with. Like a lot of dudes really can't master that whole that off time thing. MF Doom does that so perfectly. And a lot of MCs also can't get away with some of the weird ass shit that
he talks about.
Like just some of the rhymes, like somebody else says it, you just be like, that was whack as fuck. Like it's like Kool Keith. You know, Kool Keith can say some weird shit.
From the fire vocal. I'm just saying, like, that's just some crazy shit he has to say all the time.
Something about stuff like that.
Rarely, scarcely, scary stare. Very clear. MCs is dairy.
But the way he deliver it, man, it just gets so crazy.
But MF Doom can do that shit. Like, again, just like Kool Keith. Kool Keith can say some stupid ass shit that anybody else said, you'd be like,
example.
What the
that's
fuck?
That's another good example.
But Kool Keith, yeah, he's one of the masters of that offbeat, on-beat thing,
that's
too.
That's another good example.
And that, I think that's why I like this kind of, that's why I said it's a backpacker's fucking fantasy, because they like the kind of shit.
Like I said, if you love MF doing work, you know, I can't see a MF Doom fan not liking this out. You know what I'm saying? That's it.
So it just sounded to me like he's just a little looser with the offbeat. Rhyming on this one compared to like some of his other stuff. It didn't seem like it was as tight or cohesive as he's done on his previous projects.
Collaborative projects.
Yeah, for me, like, but there are definitely some standout tracks on here that I like. It's just taking me a little bit longer to really kind of get with Doom rhyming over Gennaro Jarrell beats. So because this is a little bit more on the experimental side that he's done, but shit, he had the Android EP or shit that he had out that's a little bit more I think a little bit more different than this
that you
and he's done some the Fauna shit, but that shit's a little bit more jazzy, a little bit more kind of Brazilian stuff on that one. This one seemed like it just seemed like the production and MF Doom didn't quite mesh as tight as he has on other projects for me.
I'm in agreement with you. But that's what I think makes it so
good.
That's
why you like it.
That's why I think, I mean, I don't like to look at the reviews before we do our own, but I'm going to go look after this. I have a feeling that's what people are going to like about this, because it doesn't sound like a standard MF Doom album. Like, when he produces his own shit, he's not going to make, like, these beats that are this
like that.
Weird. That's what makes it so great. Like Danger Mouse didn't give him beats like this,
mm-hmm.
You know, and either did Mad Villain. this is the only time that I can think of where I can hear him
over experimental
doing this. I mean, it's not even, I don't even think the beats are that experimental. They're just more experimental than what he normally goes over, but
that's what it
probably, I think what's getting looked over is how fucking well he rhymes over this shit. And I think I can completely understand why you don't like it, though. It makes sense, because you listen to it and you're just like, it doesn't fit. But that's what's so great about this album, is that you, when you first listen to it, it doesn't fit. But you give it a few more listens and you're like, man, I see what he's doing.
Yeah, like I told B, I said, the more I play it, the more I'm starting to get with someone. The more I'm finding more and more songs I like, like the Winter Song. Like, for instance, like Governor, Banish. I think the one after that. Then it kind of dropped off. Right, Dog Friendly. It was like two or three songs that kind of dropped off for me. And then it kind of picked up back up. GMO. That
we picked up. Did it pick up again?
GMO. It picked up again with GMO. Winter Blues.
Winter Blues.
About the Shoes. Yeah, yeah. That shit was tight.
Wash Your Hands
was funny as fuck. And then Retarded Friend.
That was. But see, you like that one?
But the. I don't remember his Retarded Friend.
No, I'm talking about Wash Your Hands.
Wash Your Hands?
That wasn't that off kilter.
I think it was funny as fuck. But it was okay. Mm-hmm. It was okay. I wouldn't necessarily say I just liked it.
And see, I agree with Mike, but then I disagree because it's like he think it's like great and it's like, oh, it's not capturing me right now. But like he said, and I agree, it might catch me, you know, in maybe 3 months, I might be like, man, this shit was fucking great or whatever, like just like Mad Villainy. So that's my point of that. I liked it, man. Like, you know, think Doom overshadowed the production a little bit, but I still think Jada did a good job, and you know, with the production and making it a Doom out. You know what I'm saying? Making it that Doom essence. But other than that, man, I like it. It's cool. It may grow on me. I may think it's great, but it's a good project. Copy, man. Purchase it.
Man, I think this album's fucking great, man. I loved it, start to finish. I don't remember the track that you're talking about that y'all didn't like, so I may have to go back and listen to it. I may have just not paid attention because there were so many weird. Because the thing about this album also is he didn't have that many verses. Like one song, he might only have one verse.
But you know, Doom always. He always do that though.
But not always. Not always.
He always
not
had those, always, like 2 minute
he's
songs.
He's very wordy, so yeah. He might have just like a 3 minute long ass verse. But this one he didn't do that. Like if you listen, there's a lot of songs where there's like a big empty space at the end where it's just the beat. So I may not even notice the track y'all are talking about. I might have thought it was the end of the fucking song.
That right.
I didn't catch that one.
Yeah,
listen. Oh, it went for the last track.
Yeah, okay, listen to it again.
Either way, the only negative I have is I wish he would have utilized the features a little bit more. I mean, you don't put Beth Gibbons on a track and have her singing some fucking shit in the background. And the dude from Blur, you don't have him on a track and just have him singing a hook in the back. Like, you could have.
I didn't understand that at all.
I didn't either. Yeah. I really wish he could have utilized the features a little bit more. But that's a very small gripe for this album. Other than that, I think the shit's great.
Yeah, man. I mean, I fucks with Doom, man. I dig him definitely as an MC. He definitely keeps hip hop interesting. He's definitely released some outstanding classic material, you know, over the years. Was definitely curious to see how what he did with Gennaro Jarrell and over his type of production. You know, Gennaro has kind of ventured a little bit out as far as experimenting. Like the stuff that he had with Dr. Houdat was a little bit more soulful, a little bit more. But as Gennaro has moved on, he's kind of started to experiment a little bit more. So I wanted to definitely see what he would do over this type of production. You know, it's taken me a while to kind of get used to Gennaro over the type of, I mean, Doom over the type of production that he got for this album. But overall, you know, like I told B, it's one of those that's getting better with time. So it's going to take, you know, repeat listens to really digest fully what this album, you know, what this album is about. So overall, you know, it's okay, but I think it's just going to take me some time to get with it.
So. Man, I could listen to this 100 more times. I'll probably still feel the same way. Like I said, it's just too off-kilter for me, man. It's too off. It's just way too off. I can't get into it. But like I said, I like the production. I didn't like MF Doom. I didn't like that off-pattern rhyming. I could not get into it. Like, I played it. And I'm sitting here like, yo, okay, let me restart that. I can't do it. Next. I just couldn't do it. I just couldn't get into this. So it doesn't bump in FIFOs with